Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, and this is an edition of the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and somebody's been talking out there. Yeah, I'm hearing that some of you are telling other shows that Doug and Dave Intel Report's a good source of information. We appreciate that. We endeavor to be of service, seriously. We're trying to pull America together to make these necessary changes, so we do appreciate the kind words. I'm getting a lot of feedback. So thank you. Before we start in with Doug and Dave and our intel, and we got a lot of intel here tonight, I just wanted to share with you the fact that we have a new sponsor, MyPillow. And it's kind of funny how this happened. I am a MyPillow user. We have been for years. And the more that Mike Lindell was being persecuted for rightful claims of voter fraud, which I have proven on my own as a journalist, we made a decision to support Mike. If we needed bed stuff, we're going to Mike. We're buying, and I guess they heard about it, long roundabout deal, came back to a third-party friend of mine, do you want to sell MyPillow stuff? I go, oh, heck yes. But listen to the deal we have for you. Half off everything. You want one pillowcase? You get the second one for free. One bathrobe, you get one for your significant other for free. One pair of slippers, you get the idea. Two for one, it's awesome. Half price off if you're buying single items. MyPillow.com/Hodges. That's easy, right? MyPillow.com/Hodges. And the coupon code is Hodges. So treat yourself to some enjoyable moments by having comfortable sleep and sleepwear, because you're going to need it. And so that's why the second thing we're saying, you know the deal on our food. We are one of the few storable food companies, MPS, My Patriot Supply, that's still standing. Most have sold out to the government. Some have gone out of business. And I'm speaking on good authority here, folks. I'm not rumor mongering, but we're still meeting demand. But if just one of these stories is true tonight that we're going to talk about with diesel, your days of getting anything are limited. And if you're falling short on your food prep, and your water prep, water purification prep, you need to act now. Right now is the time. And they still have specials in place for both the food and the water. You can get the food at preparewithdave.com. They have all the details right there. And you can get the water at waterwithdave.com. And it's all the same thing, all reduced price. I can't believe they're doing it. I mean, I've been selling for them for years, and I cannot believe they're still having reduced prices. But they are. Take advantage and do it quickly. preparewithdave.com, waterwithdave.com. Those are the sponsors for tonight's Doug and Dave Intel Report. And Doug and I were doing a pre-air discussion, which we should tape these. Sometimes they turn into really good stuff. I remember I was on a show, KTR, a couple times, and the host and I were talking. He goes, we can't talk about this. I said, why? He goes, we're eating up the good stuff for the show. And he's absolutely right. Doug and I got to learn that lesson. But anyway, Doug, I'm glad you're here. And let me start off with a statement here. We live in a totally lawless society. The Assistant Attorney General to Trump. Jeffrey Clark. And Jeffrey Clark wrote to Brian Kemp, the communist governor of China, Georgia, China's new colony. Yeah, if you looked into his background with China, I'm not exaggerating. So anyway, he wrote to Kemp and he said, we have concerns about election integrity in your state. Preserve this evidence, preserve that evidence, blah, blah, blah. Okay, when you feel you have the potential for a legal action or even investigation, you always file preservation of evidence documents. That's standard legal procedure. It's expected. It's negligent not to do it. In fact, if you don't do it, the other side can destroy evidence and say, well, we didn't know they wanted that. They never told us. So now, after the election, and Jeffrey Clark was alleging voter fraud impropriety, the FBI did a Roger Stone pre-dawn raid on his home. And what did they do? They seized all his electronic information. The FBI is the modern-day Gestapo, KGB, all rolled into one. There was no justification for this. This man was acting in good faith when in his role as Assistant Attorney General. But because he claimed voter fraud, they went after him. And he did this in the confines of his job description. So, by the way, you can get banned off any of the social media for even implying there's a problem with voter fraud. And you listen to all the broadcasters debunk stories of voter fraud. Excuse me, there are two felony prosecutions of a major nature going on right now in Arizona in Yuma County as a result of the 2000 Mules movie. And today, the Maricopa County GOP committee came out and they called for decertification of Arizona's election. Yes. And so there's no basis for voter fraud? No basis. Unbelievable. Doug, welcome to the show. Welcome to Criminal America, Sieg Heil.
Well, we are serving underneath the reign of Joe Fuhrer Biden. And when I say Fuhrer, I do mean fewer brain cells. This is quite the conundrum that we're in right now, because we have this voter fraud thing that's happening, right? And it seems like somebody's rights were intensively violated.
Yes.
And not just intensively, but purposely violated. Purposely. Now, this is just my opinion. You know, I'm just a former cop, former veteran cop, so what do I know, right? But whenever you go to arrest somebody for investigatory reasons, if you're going to question them, you have to Mirandize them.
Yes.
Now, even though the Supreme Court just came out today, this is very questionable, Dave, and said that even if you don't Mirandize somebody, it's still not breaking their Fifth Amendment. So that's kind of questionable for me.
I agree, because what they did to Peter Navarro. They didn't read him his rights when they arrested him because he wouldn't break privilege with the J6 committee for Donald Trump. In other words, when you are an assistant to the president, that's privileged communication. You can't go out and testify against it because the president holds the privilege. And they arrested him, put him in leg irons, and didn't read him his rights. Other things happen too, but... So I don't think that would apply to Navarro right now, because that's an ex post facto ruling. In other words, the Supreme Court ruled after that egregious violation. I think.
Well, here's the thing. Putting somebody in leg irons, that is for a prisoner or a detention, and that's a federal thing. That's something that the marshals will do. The U.S. marshals, if they have somebody that they expect to be a runner or of a flight risk, will put leg shackles on somebody. You don't typically carry those around you, because, I mean, if you're kicking and you're doing all that other type of stuff, then I would just hobble you. And we have, you know, leather ties or cords or whatever, or duct tape to hobble you. But leg irons is specifically for someone who would be running away a potential flight risk. And you really think that man's going to run, really?
He's 72 years old, and I wouldn't call him frail, but I wouldn't call him athletic.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just my mind. That's a bunch of BS that they did that. It sounds like they just wanted to embarrass the guy. You know what I mean? It really just sounded like they want to embarrass the guy, and that's really sad if that was the point of it. But, you know, with an investigatory arrest like that, you are more or less going to be questioning this person. So you have to Mirandize them. You have to be able to give them their lawyer if they choose to. You can't, based off the Constitution, the Fifth Amendment, you can't have somebody be their own guilty witness to a supposed crime by the state or the government. So you can't criminalize, you can't self-criminalize yourself. So obviously what they're doing, and I, you know, this is just my opinion, Dave, but I think what they're doing is a political hit. I think we once again are seeing the fracture that has happened within our federal law enforcement, the corruption that has happened within the Department of Justice used by this president. Dave, could you imagine what would have happened if Donald Trump had done the same thing Joe Biden has been doing to the left? Could you imagine the outcry? I mean, we all expected Hillary to be arrested and put in prison, but that didn't even happen. But could you imagine if Trump actually made good with his word and had Biden or had his son Hunter actually arrested before the elections were finalized? You know, that is the same thing that we're seeing now. We're seeing people that could affect the midterm elections being interfered with. That's what I see.
I think they're sending messages to Doug. I agree with what you're saying. You have a very, very valid point. But I think they're sending messages. We can get to anybody, anytime, for any reason, and these are intimidation arrests. So in other words, other people won't be so brazen in claims of voter fraud, for example. We'll come and get you.
Yeah.
That's my feeling. Let me just share a story with you here in Arizona. I've already talked about two things. Prosecutions for voter fraud in Yuma County, and it's about a county of about 150,000 people. And Maricopa County's GOP said that we're calling for decertification of the election, 2020 presidential election. And Rusty Bowers, the Speaker of the House for the Arizona legislature, I've not had any dealings with Rusty Bowers. To me, and I don't mean to make a pejorative term, but I look at him and I get a visceral reaction of a used car salesman. Sorry, that's my opinion of you, Rusty. And when you opened your mouth, you validated my observation. He goes to the J6 Commission. Now, you know they wouldn't be calling a Republican like this of stature in a state representative body if they didn't know what he was going to say. He said that Trump personally contacted him and told him he needed 11,000 votes, change things, blah, 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 pressure to do, okay? First of all, you can put pressure on, but you really have to have more than that to have it declared a crime. But that aside, I don't believe Trump did that. Trump has always been about the process, and we see this with Jeffrey Clark, the AG with Kemp, the governor of Georgia. He said, we have concerns as 1, 2, and 3, preserve all your evidence. That's the way that Trump rolled with all this. And he worked through a lot of his people. And Rusty Bowers is lying through his teeth. And he said in the J6 hearing, there's no voter fraud in Arizona. And yet we have two felony cases going on right now. And now you had the Maricopa County GOP come out and say, decertify this election. I mean, and here's my point. This is where I'm going with this, Doug. The corruption is so endemic in my state. I believe it's like this probably in every state.
Probably.
The Republicans in this state benefit from election fraud, too. And I've been told this by someone on the inside, and I didn't believe the person. I thought, I don't know about that. And they said, Dave, my fellow Republicans, so obviously a Republican told me this, are just as guilty as the Democrats in this state. And it's scary. And yet I found that Karen Fan, the head of the audit for Maricopa County, state senator. She's complicit in cover-up.
Well,
so, Doug, here's my point. Our whole system is corrupt. We can't trust anybody.
No, you can't. And listen to this. This is a report from the Postmillennial. Sources close to the investigation exclusively tell the Postmillennial that the raid is part of the Biden Department of Justice probe into the, quote, alternate electors. After I get done reading this, I have a question for you on that. And slated by multiple states in the aftermath of the 2020 election. According to the sources, the investigation is being run by U.S. attorneys out of Maine Justice in Washington, D.C., and a grand jury has been impaneled. So this is not led by law enforcement. This is led by the U.S. attorneys who issued the warrant and had law enforcement seize him, okay? News of Jeffrey Clark raid comes as the January 6th committee is scheduled to hold their hearing on Jeffrey Clark the very same day the story was leaked to the New York Times. Clark is one of a growing list of Trump supporters who have been either subpoenaed by the Department of Justice in recent days or actively targeted with search warrants by the FBI. Just what information is being sought or what the warrants are intended to find is unclear. Clark has started a fundraiser for legal fees. It has been reported that the Department of Justice has undertaken a grand jury investigation into GOP electors, per the Washington Post. There are concerns that alternate electors for Trump intended to subvert the 2020 presidential election and that perhaps they related to the Capitol riot on January 6th when the vote to certify Joe Biden for president was temporarily disrupted. So, Dave, what are they talking about when they say alternate electors?
This is my interpretation. I don't know if it's right, but this would be traditional interpretation that depending on how election goes for the Electoral College purposes, each state has its Republican electors. Let's say they had an independent candidate or libertarian, they'd have an electors for that. And then the other party, the Democrat. So you would have all of these electors, and the ones that get to cast their vote is for the candidate that won the popular election. So if Trump wins a state, for example, the Republican electors, not the other electors, would cast the Electoral College votes.
Okay, that makes sense. Because this goes on to say that those alternate electors were convened to act in the event that either legal challenges or event that either legal challenges to contested election results or recounts found results in Trump's favor in the wake of 2020. So their problem is that the people that are considered to be alternate electors were Trump friendly.
Of course, they're part of the same party.
Yeah,
they would have been. That's the reasonable thing to do. Most elections are not contested. So when the election is declared, that's it. And then usually a state has a process in which they declare, okay, we validate these electoral votes. And then on that January 6th date, for example, in 2021, the federal government through Congress would accept the Electoral College results and formally declare a winner. That's the process. Now, if an election is contested, it would make perfect sense to keep the opposite party electors who lost initially in the popular vote around just in case they find enough to overturn the election, so they could convene and they'd be the ones to cast the electoral votes.
Well, here's what the FBI supposedly is serving warrants for. They served a search warrant on the GOP chairman in Nevada, Michael McDaniel, for having created an unofficial slate of electors as the recount in that state continued and contested after the 2020 presidential election. A search warrant was also issued for James D. Graffenreid, the GOP party secretary for Nevada. So they're serving warrants on GOP members who are going to recount votes, obviously in the favor of Trump. What's the problem here? It's the GOP. Of course they're going to vote Trump. The whole time this is happening, we have riots, we have death threats, we have all different types of crazy stuff coming from the left, freaking crickets. Nothing is even being heard. Nothing's being done about what happened in 2020 with all the riots and the deaths, with all the vandalism and the arsonry. Nothing's being done about that by the FBI. Mm-hmm. This takes precedence for them. That's because they're being told by the Department of Justice and by the hierarchy of the FBI, and this is where the corruption lies, what to do and what not to do. What laws are you going to enforce, and what criminal actions are you going to look the other way and ignore?
They're creating criminal. And here's what I mean by that. What you just said just awakened something in me. It's perfectly legal and responsible to keep the opposite party that technically lost the election on alert to convene because you have concerns about the results. That would be expected behavior. It's lawful, it's legal, and in the past, elections have been overturned. So yep. that is not a criminal act. That's a proactive measure of a just in case. It's not signs of an insurrection or anything like they're trying to bootstrap it into. But here's what this tells me. The Democrats are planning to cheat so bad, they want to intimidate anyone from challenging what they do.
Well,
that's what this tells me, Doug.
That, and they're trying to link everything to January 6th. And that's just a shot in the dark, but this is my opinion on this as these circumstances grow with the, and just hear me out, Dave. DHS and their National Terrorism Advisory Board labeling have the country as terrorists. The truth testers or the truth deciders that'll be coming out with DHS. And now you have all the other stuff that's happening with red flag laws. Part of that red flag laws is if you are deemed a threat to the public, all right? So you already have Biden and his other lackeys calling half of America that voted for Trump threats to the homeland. So you're building up a criminal case against anybody who is against your political party, and you start with hierarchy, and then you work yourself down, and you make examples of hierarchy, and you parade them through the airport in shackles. You parade them through mainstream media for a week or two at a time, and you ruin their credibility. You cost them millions of dollars in legal fees in the courts. And then when you start to hit people that are the little guys, there's nothing they can do except for just, say, okay, I'm guilty, and just take your prison sentence. But at the same time, nothing's being done about the people who were there instigating all this. Where's the actions being taken for Ashley Babbitt's murder?
Well, this isn't about what that is.
No, of course not.
You're pointing that out, but here's what I'm going to tell you. This is an intimidation move for future action.
Absolutely, because what's going to happen in the midterms is going to be contested by every single Democrat. And then what's going to happen in 2024, God willing, we have an election and we still have an intact country at that point in time, because I'm still predicting we're going to be in a civil war by then. By that time, they will have so many people on their side, on the leftist side, and in place for that election, that no one running for the election is going to get a fair play, period. They'll have everything planned out. Just hear me out. If you call for a state of emergency, if you say that there's so many people in this country with access to guns and that are part of this, huge criminal organization called MAGA, and Ultra MAGA is the greatest threat that this country's ever seen, they're building the case to bar half the country from being allowed to even vote.
Yeah. And take their guns too. They're, ultimately, this is a first step towards many steps towards disarming all Trump supporters too, which tells me they're coming after lifestyle. They're not coming after politics. if you support the Constitution, if you believe in God, they're coming after you. This is ultimately where this is going. And, and Doug, you probably know this better than I, but I've got a history background. You're obsessed with history. I have great knowledge. I know you know what I'm talking about, that the first step is creating a list and then expanding the list and going after the key people and then working your way down to the masses. And right now, they're going after the key people.
Yes. That's your red list, green list, blue list.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And that's and folks, that means shoot you in the home or take you to the camp or starve you to death. Those are the three options I see. Starvation, well, I don't think was on the table in Russia and Germany, except in the Warsaw Ghetto, but it will be here.
Well, I want to just link three what I think to be key facts of past history that I think is being used in some strange way to reflect upon the present and the future. Give me a few minutes. I just want to lay this history out for people, and then I want you to respond to this. Okay, so all right. Fact number one. The Nazi Party, they had a meteoric rise to power, which began in the 30s, 1930, and it attained 107 seats in Germany's parliament, which is the Reichstag. That's before the fire. In 1932, the Nazi Party became the largest political party in the Reichstag with 230 representatives. All right, the reason why that happened is because they were outlawing every other political party that was out there. In the final years of the Weimar Republic, which was 1930 to 33, the government ruled by emergency decree because it could not attain a parliamentary majority. So the political and economic instability that was already rampant in Germany because of World War I, coupled with voter dissatisfaction, was the status quo that benefited the Nazi Party to seize control. And as a result of the Nazis' mass support, because the Nazis came out and said they had all these different saving grace answers for all the problems, the German president at that point in time, which was Paul von Hindenburg, appointed Adolf Hitler as chancellor on January 30th, 1933. And his appointment paved the way for the Nazi dictatorship after Hindenburg's death. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because Joe Biden is Hindenburg, who he appoints to supersede him, to take the reins from him, is who is going to be the next Hitler in this country if they follow this path. And part of that path comes with places like Dachau, the first concentration camp, which is where political prisoners were first sent. Not only political prisoners, members of the government, members of military, and members of law enforcement who were against the Nazis. They were not sent to prison. They were sent to a prison camp. And we know what happened from there. That's when you have the ghettos who came next. That's when you also have the disarming of people, and so on and so forth. That is the path. And it's, Dave, it is scary how we parallel Nazi Germany right now in too many ways. What do you think?
I think that's a brilliant analysis. Biden is Hindenburg. And Hindenburg was a senile old person, too. Incompetent and incapable at the end. One thing you said too, Dachau was the first camp. We already have the first camp in America. It's mm-hmm. the DC jail and the 18-month incarceration without due process in that jail.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally agree with what you just said. It's a brilliant analogy. He is Hindenburg. And we are seeing the outlawing of political parties.
There's going to be somebody they're going to be a politician who is going to rise to power, who is going to be powerful and a spellbinding orator. They're going to tap into the anger and helplessness that's felt by a large number of voters. They're going to attract a wide following of people. And then we're going to have propaganda pulled from every string within this yarn, which is what's the remaining fabric of the Constitution. And they're going to completely undo it. And it's going to be for the state of emergency, for the good of the Americans, to label half these people as threats, just like we did in World War II with the Japanese. We're just going to hold them until we can vet them, and then they can go about their merry lives, except for how long were these people held? For a couple years. A couple years can change everything in this country if you get the right people in there. And Dave, I want to be honest with you. They're not going to go after people like you and me. We are little bitty fishes in this pond. They want the politicians. They want the Rand Pauls. They want the Donald Trump Juniors and Donald Trump. They want the people who are social media influencers that are influencing politics, because the influencing from social media is what DHS's new truth whatever agency is going to be looking for and verifying. Oh, by the way, it's the same agency that is going to be giving you the approval of how you will be getting a weapon for now on as well, because they will be scanning your social media, unlike what the FBI and ATF used to do with just, you know, background checks of, you know, do you have any type of terrorism relations or felonies or domestics against you? No, now they're going to look for your social media. And that's when the social credit score is going to come in play. This is how they're going to do it.
Yeah, thanks to John Cornyn with the social media part and the red flag laws. I agree with you entirely. You've taken this to a new level, and you've really identified the groups. I don't think I agree with you on one thing. You say they don't want you and me. I know for a fact, provable fact, that I and some of my colleagues were on a list marked for extermination on takeover.
Yes, you are.
That was from last year.
But that comes later. That comes later. And here's why I say this. Everything that needs to be done, just think about this legally. And that's funny when we say the word legally, right? They're going to change the laws to make it legal what they're going to do, because it's a state of an emergency, because of COVID, because of panic, because of disinformation, malinformation, misinformation. So they're going to find every legalese way to make this as legal, quote, as possible for having a U.S.-held Guantanamo Bay for political prisoners. And then once that is done, and there's no escaping that, and then, you know, the U.N. can't say, hey, what you're doing is wrong and a human rights violation. And we say, oh, no, we're not. We're actually just following our laws. You know, or NATO can't come in and say, hey, look at this. You know, the United States is actually following their laws and cleaning up their act. That is whenever you have the resistance, the rise of the people who will say, this has gone too far. It's time for us to rise up against a tyrannical government. And then the Biden administration, or whoever it is that he passes the reins to, and I believe he will pass the reins to somebody for this next series of events. That is when you have the UN or NATO who will come in and say, hey, we're here to protect the democracy of the United States from a potential civil war, and we're here to stabilize the country. That's your foot in the door. There's your Kigali principles. You're seeing the evidence being laid out before you right now, because there is no real probable cause. As a cop, I can tell you, there is no criminal activity afoot. There is no reasonable suspicion. There is no probable cause to make a warrantless arrest. So what they're having to do is fabricate, build a case, and then prosecute on the finest hairline of legality. And they're going to take that fine angel hair size legality that barely gives them permission to do what they're doing, and they're going to focus on that with the mainstream media 24/7, and they're going to convince the masses sitting on their asses who don't do their investigatory work for themselves that what they're doing is right and righteous and it's for the good of the people. If Adolf Hitler had Twitter and social media, this is what Joseph Goebbels would have done. Joseph Goebbels, through the use of the radio and the propaganda department, convinced the people of Germany that what they were doing was right, that it was for the preservation of the safety and security of society, and that they were doing what was best for the German people. And because people were already scared because of the brown shirts and the SS, and because people were already furious and frustrated and downtrodden because of the Treaty of Versailles, because of the loss of World War I, because of the economic turndown, and because there was over 30,000 men in Germany alone.
I'm on an interview.
20 and 40 who didn't have a job. That government gave them a job by being in the military, being in the order police, being in the National Guard, working at the concentration camps, being internal police, and then also actually fix their revenue problem by starting up all the military-industrial complex war factories. This is what we're seeing being done now in the United States. It doesn't take a historian to figure this puzzle out. The facts are laid out right there, all in front of you. It just depends on whether or not people will actually pay attention to it. You and I pay attention to it. I believe most of the people listening to us pay attention to it. But, Dave, I'm not a lettered historian. And if I can figure this out, why the hell hasn't Congress or the Senate?
They don't want to figure it out. It's like Rusty Bowers, the state speaker of the House for Arizona. He doesn't want to know about voter fraud. In some way, he's probably benefiting from it. And the same thing can be said for these other people. They take campaign contributions from the same big tech companies. Do you know 145 Republicans in Congress took Facebook donations in the last election cycle? They all work for the same people. When you take these donations, they own you.
As you know, people say that they don't believe in the election process, and then Biden gets all butthurt about it, saying that their people are turncoats against their own country because of their election process. No, our country is broken. Our flag is upside down. We are in distress. And the people that you should have never voted in charge, that we should have kicked them out of office back in the 70s when Biden was there and being as openly corrupt as possible then. Now that man is the damn president. And we are, buddy, we are reaping. We are reaping what we sowed. Because we paid attention to Major League Sports, because we paid attention to box office hits on the weekends, because we went bowling and vacations, and we worked our 9-to-5 and worried about our 401k and our retirement, and we stopped paying attention to politics. If you went back even into the time when our Lord Jesus was teaching in the temples, even then, the men that were gathering there, they would even discuss politics in Rome of the day because it affected their lives. And it was one of the best places for people to get all the rumors out right there. And that's where the truth could be spilt. But once again, where is the truth being poured out upon the public at the pulpit? If the politicians aren't going to do it, if the law enforcement is going to go through with it, then it's up to the men and women of God to stand up and say, we will not abide by this. We will not go through with this. We will resist. But your 501c3s have bought out your biggest churches that should have the loudest voices. Instead, they're worried about golden glitter coming down from the freaking from the exhaust fumes, and they're being tricked into some sort of, you know, pagan rituals that are happening in churches at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest weapon that we have against a corrupt government is a strong body of Christ.
Yeah, but I'll say this too. Faith without works is worthless. And tonight on my YouTube channel, I called for immediate action against people that betray our Constitution and our culture. And what I mean is people like John Cornyn, who's violating the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, and Second Amendment to the Constitution over red flag laws. He needs to be recalled. Here we have the Texas GOP calling for secession next year to be considered in the legislature, which they favor, and they're letting Cornyn get away with this. Cornyn should be on everyone's recall list. We need to go after every politician that does what's happening. And Merrick Garland needs to know every time he's abused someone's rights, we can add 5 years to his imprisonment term when we take the government back. We need to stand and start acting. Recall, impeachment, don't let these people get away with it.
Here's the next question. When they get away with it, because they will, what are we supposed to do about it? Because what we get is guys like me and you, you know, we can only do what we can. We will have the people who will look to us in our field and say, you guys have all the answers, or at least some good ones. Why can't you run for office? Why can't you start a rally? Why can't you do this? Why can't you help to seize back our control of our country? It's, man, I'll be very blunt when I say this. It's not my job to do that. If I was a politician, then it would be my job to do that. Same for you, Dave. We are nothing less than watchmen on the wall sounding the alarm. The politicians are a part of the country. It's their job to do the right thing. But it's our job as the people to recall them when they're not. So, somebody get with some lawyers, figure out what it is that we need to do, so how many votes we need to start recalling people, and just do it. Just start a website.
That's what I'm saying.
Sign your name here and recall people. Yeah.
Tossthemall.com. There we go. I agree. Listen, this is, but we need to act. Cornyn should be running for his life right now. And I don't mean that we're going to chase him down the street. I'm talking about he needs to know he's got 5 years left on his term, and he's not going to make it to the 5 years because we are going to remove him. That's what these people, and then another, Mitch McConnell, his communist Chinese wife, whose parents run the 6 largest ports in China, gave Mitch McConnell a sweetheart Navy trade deal worth $25 million in communist China. And he won't even talk about the security of Taiwan. Gee, I wonder why. Those people need to be gone. And Mitch McConnell supports red flag laws as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, we are our own worst enemy if we do not act.
Well, were you surprised that Lindsey Graham was a part of that as well, and Mitt Romney?
No, they're all... Listen, they're in this for the money. They're in it for the money. That's all. That's all it is. Lindsey Graham he sits on the fence and waits for the wind to start blowing, and that's where he goes. And Mitt Romney is just a hardcore liberal. Boy, did the left have their way in the 2012 election when they had Romney versus Obama. Oh my.
Yeah.
They couldn't lose. They couldn't lose. And Romney was deeply involved in Burisma and Hunter Biden and Devin Archer in Ukraine.
Well, we've covered a lot. We're at 42 minutes. This is my next suggestion, is that if we can't stop this snowball from running downhill and turning into an avalanche, then people better start preparing, because your economy is going to crash. You're eventually not going to be able to pay for fuel. We are going to have a food crisis. And if you don't know, let me brief you real quick. It's been out today that Ecuador's economy has officially collapsed. Officially collapsed. You also have Sri Lanka's economy has officially collapsed. The dominoes are starting to fall. Mm-hmm. And they fall with the smallest countries first. Everybody's economy is at great risk. And when our economy crashes, Dave, they can't pull into the quantitative easing bank anymore. We're going to suffer. A dozen eggs will cost you probably $20 or $30 or more.
If you can get it, and then getting home will be an adventure, just like it was in Venezuela.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it to you this way, though. If the diesel stops, and that's another topic for another time, and that could happen, but if the diesel stops in 2 months, as some people are predicting without a lot of proof, if that happens, then this stuff will be visited upon us early. If that doesn't happen, you know, the people are running to the dollar right now. The weaker currencies are going to the dollar. That's going to keep us afloat for a while. Mm-hmm. That's the same as being the reserve currency. It might buy us a year. Might. But at the end of the day, our economy is going to go just like these other countries. It's just, we could be the last man standing. You got bank runs in China. I'm sure you've heard that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I think our economy is going to go the way of the dodo bird.
But it's going to be dodoing last.
Huh.
I'm absolutely convinced of that. I had a real good conversation with Bob Kudla from Trade Genius, and we were kicking this around, and he sees it this way, and I have to tell you, I can't find flaws in his logic. We absolutely are going to see the U.S. go down last, unless the diesel intervenes, if there's an intervening variable. And also war, too. I mean, you have Lithuania that shut off Russian railroad tracks into Europe. By the way, speaking of the need for climate change, did you see where Germany and Denmark today announced they're going to start producing their own domestic energy again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hello, Biden. Are you paying attention? And then he comes out with these rebate cards. People, listen to me. You get the rebate card, okay? Blow your nose into it, train your house dog on it, but here's the bottom line. Don't use it, because here's what's going to happen. It's inflationary. It's inflationary. They have to spend your tax money to buy your vote to use these rebate cards. They're a joke. They're only going to make the situation worse. It's like giving crack to a cocaine addict.
Well, just listen to this, just to compound the situation even further. I'm sure you've heard of this, but the Senate has passed the bipartisan gun legislation. I was updated 43 minutes ago.
Yeah. I know. It was, no one's going to comply. They'll make an example of about 10 to 100 people, but no one's going to comply. But they don't care if anyone complies. They want to use this as leverage to get the political targets they want to go after. That's what this is for. This is not for the masses. So don't panic, folks. They're not coming to look in your closet unless you're deemed to be a political enemy.
Which is half the country.
I'm talking about more notoriety, like Clark.
Well, and once again, they're going to use the checkmark people on Twitter. They're going to use the people who have millions of subscribers and followers that could sway opinions and cause irreparable damage. It's too easy to make that excuse up. Not only are they going to come after politicians. I mean, just think about it, man. You have these people like Kamala Harris. What's her name? The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. The Squad. These people are going to come after everyone that they can.
Do you know the story behind how Ocasio-Cortez was recruited?
Oh, yeah. For her horrible acting skills.
She had to try out in a bar.
They went through over 1,000 people before they got to her.
And the people that were running the operation were ex-Bernie Sanders campaign advisors.
Yep.
Obviously, in my opinion, working for George Soros. And Bernie Sanders behind the Squad. And what's interesting about the Squad is that they reflect Bernie Sanders' views. And folks, Bernie Sanders, did you know he actually honeymooned at the Kremlin? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you know that, Bob? I mean, Doug, did you know that?
He
honeymooned at the Kremlin.
Yes.
Wow. I just, you couldn't make this stuff up. Now, you asked for a super candidate that Hindenburg/Biden will appoint. I've been considering that. I've got two names for you. I told you Tulsi Gabbard is moving to the center to attract people for whatever reason. She could be that person. She could. She could come in out of nowhere, fly in on her broomstick, and convince people she's the conservative she pretends to be now when she goes on Tucker Carlson. And we'll forget the fact that Klaus Schwab trained her, that she's for partial birth abortion, that she's for gun control despite being in the military. We could forget all her liberal views and buy into it, and she could be the candidate. Or it could be Bernie. The country, by November, and we start turning the corner towards a presidential election, if we have it, the country will be looking for relief. That's what Bernie is really good at. When you're struggling, you want to hear Bernie's message. He's like the pastor that says, you don't have to do anything for God. God's going to bring you everything financially you want. Just give me a little money as a down payment in the offering, and I'll make sure God enriches you. That's Bernie Sanders. Yep. Bernie or Tulsi? Those would be. It ain't going to be Kamala.
No.
It's a big country. Attack the little country. Yeah, no. Not going to be her.
I honestly don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be Tulsi.
She has a better chance than Hillary.
There's something about Tulsi that does not stand out for me to put her in that category. Tulsi is a useful idiot.
Agreed.
Has always been a useful idiot.
Yep.
And Tulsi will toe the line. No, who comes next wants and must have power and control. And that's why I always keep Barack Obama on that list.
Yeah, but he's got his two terms. Would it be Susan Rice? I don't know. She doesn't have enough charisma, in my opinion. Tulsi does.
Change the Constitution. Amend part of the Constitution, Obama becomes your president. All you need to do is have Congress and the Senate vote on it.
Well, if they pass red flag laws, this is not a stretch. I have to say you have a point there.
I mean, it's a hypothetical, you know. It's just like anything else. We speak on hypotheticals and practicals, but there is a practical application to my hypothetical. There is a process that's already there that they could take. And once again, when we talk about in the state of an emergency, you can do whatever you want based off a presidential directive at that point in time if you have the right event. I think the right event would be a civil war, and that's when, you know, you have your assassinations, you have your blackouts, you have all the crazy stuff happening. And if they take down the internet, which I think is part of this, and they make it to where you can only see what state-run internet allows you, like in so many different countries, well, you'll never know it when it happens. And then you'll be told why it happened after it was done with.
Could you imagine the Common Sense Show and the Doug and Dave Intel Report in that system? Today, boys and girls, we're going to talk to you about which bug brings you the most protein. What do you want to take into the gym with you? Cockroach powder? How about red ants?
They just created a new factory, a new food processing factory in Canada. And it wasn't until after it was completed and people started to staff it did they realize that it was to be used for food processing insects.
No, say that ain't so.
Yeah.
No, where did you get this?
It was on Truth Social. It was on Getter. And it just got a little blurb. And people that are from Canada were posting it. And I'm just reading it going, well, you know what? It makes sense at this point. It makes sense. We are probably one crisis away from having a food processing plant for bugs in this country.
I think they could just do a conversion. They don't need to build a new one.
Well, they had to build them. They keep blowing up.
42 of them. You know, since we've done that report, when I survey YouTube, they're playing Follow the Leader, Doug.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We learned here first, folks. Okay, Doug, tell people how they follow your show, your shows.
So, www.americanvindictusshow.com is the website. We're on GS Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, KYH Radio 4 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, Rumble, and also YouTube. So if you want to follow any information, please watch us there.
Yeah, and we're in the commonsenseshow.com, and we're also on Global Star Radio Network, KYH, as well. Red State Talk Radio, we're on the Heroes Network for TV, and we have our own TV subscription service, of which Doug is a part of at thecommonsenseshow.tv. So we're trying to reach as many people as we can while we can, and just remember, you heard it here first from Doug. Hindenburg, that's Biden. Who will be Hitler? Great title for the show. Doug, thanks. I'll be in touch with you in a few minutes.
All right, buddy.
Take care, everybody.